The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. America's got the blues. Faced with high unemployment, two very long and bloody wars, and a stock market that's more like a roller coaster. It seems our attitudes are on the downward spiral and getting crankier by the minute. What's the deal?
People are taking jobs that they necessarily didn't want. It wasn't what they were doing, and some may be going from white-collar jobs to blue-collar jobs. People are pressed to do more with less.
Customer service expert Royalyn Reed speaking with Forrest at WREC in Memphis. So how do we kick our collective frowns and grumpy attitudes to the curb, Royalyn?
No matter what your job is, whether it's new or whether you've been there, you've got to change your perspective because things aren't business as usual.
Buzzing right along, life-saving drugs at a premium these days amid growing shortages. And well, people and companies are taking advantage, according to a new hospital survey. Who could be behind this kind of profiteering?
People that are shady type of companies, they're gonna jump on board on top of health issues. And you know, people that do have cancer, people that do need these drugs are apt to pay more.
Dr. Fred Vanini speaking with Chip at Kogo in San Diego. So-called gray market medical suppliers are those the doctor's referring to, who operate through unofficial channels and jack up the prices on high-demand meds. They inflate the prices by an average of 650% on drugs that were either back-ordered or unavailable through the normal channels. That's unbelievable. And as a result, according to the good doctor,
we're facing a major healthcare crisis.
I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.